during 2024, and who can believe it's halfway through October already? The QCWA Burpengary Green Wattles Branch have been running some U-Butte workshops. They included really practical interactive tuition in topics as diverse as lunchbox ideas, right through to how to mend clothes and maintain household appliances. But wait, they have come up with another fabulous idea for you, and here to tell us about it is Lynn Buckley, the treasurer of Green Wattles Branch. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning, Debbie, and hello, listeners.
Okay, Lynn, spill the beans for us. You've sensed a big need for social connection in our community, and isn't that what the Country Women's Association is all about? Making healthy communities through connections and friendships. So what has Burpengary Green Wattles decided to do to help with getting people together?
Well, we've had a working partnership with the Deception Bay Neighbourhood Centre for a long time, and they were telling us about bringing people together to beat isolation and combat loneliness, but they didn't have the volunteers to run their program called Community Tea because they didn't have enough volunteers to run it regularly. So we put our hand up and say, well, we can do this, we can do that. So that's how it's come about. And we had these community teas once a fortnight. It doesn't cost any money. You can come along, have a lovely morning tea, meet you some new friends and chat. And then it goes, occasionally we will have guest speakers. Occasionally you might do a craft or we just sit and chat.
That's lovely. If you can face life with a laugh, you're halfway there, aren't you, Lynn? But tell me, you're having a guest speaker at your next community's meeting. And before I go any further, I love the clever little play on the spelling where it's spelt as teas in a cup of tea. But back to the speaker. Sorry, Lynn. What subject will they be talking about?
Just before I tell you that information, the name Community Teas is actually the neighbourhood centre idea, not ours.
Okay.
That one. But the next guest speaker is a young lass, Emily, from Uniting Care Older Persons Programs. And she's going to be talking about scams, which are a major worry for people these days, you know, what is real and what isn't. So Emily will be giving us information that's going to help us and protect us.
Very relevant at the moment. Now, last time we spoke to you, you were about to hold an open day for the Burpengary Green Wattles at the Burpengary Men's Shed to showcase what the association is all about. How did that go?
Oh, it was wonderful, Debbie. The people that turned up and they came in and had a look at our display of our handicraft and learned a little bit more about what we do. And they stayed and had morning tea. And because it was in partnership with the men's shed, the Burpengary men's shed, they also were able to have a look around their stalls and talk to the men. So it was a real family activity. We had children's activities there. So it was a wonderful day. And I thank everybody who came along and took part.
I hope 101.5 was able to play a small part in that success. So if you're new to the area or your circumstances have changed and you're keen to get to know people, make new friends or learn new skills, why not book and go along to the Deception Bay Neighbourhood Centre on the 21st of October? What have you got to lose? Well, maybe an opportunity to meet your next best friend. Lynn Buckley, Treasurer of Burpengary Green Wattles Branch of the QCWA, truly keeping our community connected. Listen again to the podcast on 101.5 FM website.